habe ich Duck, in den neuen Magen ich Duck. Müssen ihn nabig, gib ich das schon dann, gib den Weiwinnen an, Minawa. Migo, wie kakwe, wie du kundego, die abige Tuye, gib den Weiwinnen an. So I'm here to talk about our Ojibwe language. My name is Nabik, and I'm here to kind of help you to gather a little bit more language and start using it as much as you can. Maybe even give you some tips and pointers for learning and help you be brave and use our language in our community. One of the things that we have to start doing is get this language out of the classroom and into the community. Right now, you know, most of the time what's being talked about is in either university classrooms or elementary classrooms, you know, in schools. We need to get it out of there and bring it into our community and start using it as well. So that's what we need, a healthy communication system based on our traditional language that we were given. So enough of that soapbox stuff. Nongo medash minawa we tashindaman ekedonga wea, that wants to denote uncertainty. So we've went through a few of these and I'm just going to keep going because there's so much that can be talked about. And we've been using magaja all the time, but I think we're going to leave that one alone just a little bit. And let's go to ganabach. Magaja is one way to say maybe, and gunabudge is another way to say maybe. Now, gunabudge is a little more certain than magaja is, okay, from the way it's been explained to me. Gunabudge is like the idea of, I think so, but I'm not sure. So that's what we're going to use today, gunabudge, and we're going to use two different action words. And they're really common. There's we sinne, he or she is eating, and bi ija, he or she is coming this way, or coming towards the speaker. So we have to understand those two basic action words, that they are both sentences by themselves. We sinne, he or she is eating. Bi ija, he or she is coming this way. Bi ija. So, when we're talking about this, there's a different tense that I want to introduce. Now, we're used to seeing, or we're used to hearing gi and we on my presentations for tenses. Gi being past tense and we being future. Today, however, we're going to change that up a little bit and we're going to use a tense called da, meaning could, would, or should. And also we're going to use da gi, meaning coulda, woulda, shoulda. So what we're going to do is we're going to attach these two utterances to the front of our action words, we sinne and bi ija. So if you say, da we sinne, he should be eating, or he should eat, however you want to put that in English, da we sinne, or da gi we sinne, he should have eaten. So coulda, woulda, shoulda. So the other thing we're going to talk about was we're going to connect those tenses with the thing that denotes you. And we're going to say, Gida Wisen, you should eat. Now, in other presentations, we talked about the word Wisene. There's that I at the end that drops off when we talk about you. Gida Wisen. Wisene, he or she is eating. Gida wi sin, you should eat. Or gida gi wi sin, you should have eaten. So, and I've talked about those in different presentations as well. So we're going to keep moving on. And we're going to build phrases like, maybe you should eat. Okay? So what happens is, wi sinne turns into gida wi sinne na duk. Gida we sinne na duk. Okay, so far we have, you know, you should maybe eat. But when we add gunabudge to the front, Ganapaj gadawi sininaduk. Maybe you should probably eat. Ganapaj gadawi sininaduk. Now listen to what happened here. We put gida on the front of we sinni and naduk to the back. Now naduk is attached to the action word we sinni, and this is what creates the perhaps eating is the idea of what you should be doing, that kind of thing. Ganabudge just kind of supports that uncertain. I don't know for sure, but I'm suspicious that you probably should eat. Ganabudge gedawi sininaduk. Or gedawi sininaduk. You should probably eat. Okay. Or it also can be you could be eating. Gedawi sininaduk. But the idea there's uncertainty here. You can take this and use, a phrase like bakade. Ge bakade naduk, you must be hungry. Ge bakade naduk. Okay. So ge we sini naduk, you must be eating. Geda we sini naduk, perhaps you should eat. Ganabaj geda we sini naduk. Maybe you should, perhaps you should maybe eat. You hear the uncertainty in that. As we add naduk, it becomes uncertain. And we add ganabaj, it becomes even more uncertain, more like, a respectful suggestion. But you really mean it, that they probably should eat because they're, flopping over, or they're really hangry or something like that. So we can take different words and put them in there. Bi-ja. Gada bi-ja naduk. You should maybe come here. Gada bi-ja naduk. Gada bi-ja naduk. Okay. Ganabaj gada bi-ja naduk. Maybe you should perhaps come here. So if we just remove the tenses and it becomes giwi sini naduk, you must be eating. Gibi-ja naduk, you must be coming this way. Like if you're talking on the phone, you hear somebody, oh, taya, giwi sini naduk, you must be eating. Man, that's what you sound like. Or perhaps they're on their cell, they're driving. Gibi-ja naduk, you must be coming here. So those are kind of some instances that you can use this. So, just kind of explore it. Like, what are other ways that you would say that? Gibakade naduk, you must be hungry. Gigishka bagwe naduk, you must be thirsty. Gigishka bagwe naduk. Gidaye kuzi naduk, you must be tired. Gidaye kuzi naduk. Gidun damita naduk, you must be busy. Gidun damita naduk. And with all these, you can slap ganabaj on the front. Ganabaj gidun damita naduk. You must be perhaps busy. Ganabaj giwi sini naduk, you must be perhaps hungry or eating, or whatever it is that you're talking about. So that's the basic of it. You put ge, meaning you, and naduk on the back of your action word, or geda, which means you could, you would, you should, and naduk on the back to make it perhaps. Okay? Geda ge, you should have whatever. Geda ge we sine naduk, you should have perhaps eaten. Maybe you should have eaten, that kind of idea. So there's lots here to explore with this ganabaj and naduk and all that. So ask the questions, get with your first speakers, get with your teachers, whoever it is that's helping you learn. Ask the questions about it. Okay, how do I use naduk? How do I use naduk? Yeah, I hope I didn't confuse you guys too much. I'm feeling a little bit confused myself. So, mi gwa chapa chibis in dao yeg mi sini nabik mi sagona yo.